She never set out to become a famous author. She was simply writing down some stories from her childhood. But those memories became one of the best-known series of children's books, a series still popular today. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside. Jean Cody shares the story of one of Mansfield, Missouri's most famous residents, Laura Ingalls Wilder.
When she was married, she lived in DeSmet, South Dakota. She and her husband were farmers, and it was a time of poor farming, and his health wasn't good, and they looked for a place to go where they might get a new start.
Many people ask, what would draw a farm couple from South Dakota to migrate to southern Missouri?
Mansfield was listed on a railroad brochure being in the land of the Big Red Apple. So friends of theirs came down, looked it over, thought it looked prosperous and good. And so they came in a covered hack, which was a buggy that had a top on it.
The Wilders purchased 40 acres when they arrived here in 1894.
Their original home was a log cabin with about 800 trenched apple trees. They lived their first winter in a log cabin with no windows and just a door.
Laura did not begin to pen her life story until she was into her 60s. She recounted her life as a girl growing up in different locations in the Midwest. The homestead of the famous author is open today to visitors.
The past few years, and I don't know when we haven't had a visitor from each of the 50 states, and there's usually 19 or 20 foreign countries represented.
They've had as many as 48,000 visitors in a year come to the Ozarks homestead. The Wilder Home Association purchased the property and maintains the site. The story of how Laura's stories ever became books in the first place is quite intriguing, and it's next time as we travel the countryside in Mansfield, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.